Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. And the Jay-Z news came out last night. I've actually got a poll on the community wall right now. And the poll reads as follows. Is Jay-Z's case dismissed the end of Jay-Z's legal problems of this nature? And we have got 6% say yes. 94% of you say no. Why do you think that is the case in the chat? We're going to get to the story in a minute, but so Passport Shogun, the father saying it never happened was the nail in the coffin for this case. If he paid her off, it would have been plastered all over the news. If he paid her off, Busby would be blasting all of the media because Jay-Z insulted him by calling him a scamming lawyer. Couldn't have paid her off without it being public record. New York law doesn't allow confidential settlements. That's how we found out about the Diddy and Cassie settlement. Busby is a predator and should be investigated. Wow. Amy still thinks he paid her off, and with that, she can't speak on it or admit to being paid off. The lifeboat did an amazing breakdown of it yesterday. It's an hour long, but even the first 20, 30 minutes, it's all about the money. One down, how many more to find and pay off? So, quite a mixed bag in the comments, but 94% of you believe that this is not the end of Jay-Z's problems of this nature. I mean, Rymea is a legal problem pending as well that could escalate into all kinds of different situations, so... All right, let's look at what the hell has happened here. And I've got 25 minutes before our first JFK guest comes in. And then Beverly's on in the middle of the evening. And then we've got another JFK guest coming on at 10 p.m. UK. When I say JFK guest, a workmate of Lee Harvey Oswald at the Texas Book Depository Building. Yeah. So the headline reads... Jay-Z R-word case with Diddy dismissed by accuser's attorney, as in Busby, as rapper issues an emotional statement. So, Jay-Z is hailing this a victory. And he was accused alongside Diddy. His statement on Friday says... Today is a victory. The frivolous, fictitious, and appalling allegations have been dismissed. This civil suit was without merit and never going anywhere. And Lionel kind of predicted this. And we've got Lionel coming on at 7 p.m. UK tomorrow. He's going to be discussing this. US aid, RFK's appointment, Trump, Elon doing all this auditing. And yeah, it should be interesting. All right, here's what Jay-Z said. I will continue. The fictional tale they created was laughable. If not for the seriousness of the claims, I would not wish this experience on anyone. Can you imagine, folks, how much money he has spent on legal fees to defend this? and PR people and private investigators. He went on to reveal the toll that the case has taken on his entire family, including Beyonce. The trauma that my wife, my children, my loved ones, and I have endured can never be dismissed. The other thing is as well, when there's an allegation of this nature, even if it is dismissed, it follows you for the rest of your life. Quote, this 1-800 lawyer gets to file a suit hiding behind Jane Doe. And when they quickly realize that the money grab is going to fail, they get to walk away with no repercussions. The system has failed. He finished off the emotional statement with a commentary on the court system and SA allegations as a whole. The court must protect victims. Of course, in capital letters. While with the same ethical responsibility, the courts must protect the innocent from being accused without a shred of evidence. May the truth prevail for all victims and those falsely accused equally. So that's the gist of his statement. We're going to get deeper into this now. Diddy is not going down by himself, Rain Maria says. Queen Bee has sorted out the lesser Busby, Heidi says. Just reading the chat before I continue. Boohoo, what a bunch of crapola. So very much over this, get away with crimes. The entire justice system is a joke. This is from Marcus Aurelius Energy. One of my favorite books is Meditations by Aurelius. That's how they break people, by legal ease and lawfare. Welfare for slippery lawyers, all of them. Kim says, 1-800 liar lawyer. Natalie says, that case sounds like it was on purpose to have a dismissal too many important details missing. All right, yeah, let's pause on what Natalie is saying, because there was a case in the UK and it involved a politician who'd written a book, and his book, which was a work of fiction. There was a case whereby they planted a false survivor to make a claim amongst legitimate survivors. And once the false survivor was outed, it destroyed the credibility of the legitimate survivors. So there is a strategy out there of that nature. I'm not saying that this has happened in this case, but Natalie has brought this up. You know, the case originally was against Diddy, and there's so many cases against Diddy. Are there some false claimants in the Diddy mix, like ticking time bombs, waiting to overturn, to attempt to overturn the credibility of the legitimate survivors? So, that is only a theory, Trump Dom. That's all we are discussing right now. My theory from the very beginning was, if you look at the amount of deals that Diddy has done in the club, and don't forget, Diddy fell out with the club. Jay-Z hadn't fallen out with the club. Versus the amount of deals Jay-Z has done with the club. It is a multiple of billions. That Jay-Z was firmly in the club, the NFL. The deals are probably worth over $10 billion. Riding on the value of his reputation. So all stops are going to be pulled out in a situation of that nature to protect the vested interests. Yes. Claudia, what's the book? Which book? You asking about my new book or? Oh, the Predators book. It's a UK political figure, and off the top of my head, I can't remember what his name is. But I'll use this opportunity. A lot of people have said they've even got this for their Valentines. That's my new book that came out last week. Yeah, All right, let's keep going. I'm sure there are some fakes, Spooky says. Wherever there's money, there's hustlers. Yeah. Trump Don, this is the sixth accuser caught lying. Remember the one that Gloria Allred put on TV? Lisa's got most of my books on Audible. Appreciate that. I love Audible. I'm just listening to RFK's book on Audible right now. Used one of my Audible credits. Now, Michelle has raised a really salient point here. Let's assume that this case dismissal is legitimate. There is still some shade thrown on Jay-Z's past, and Ryan Mier is proof Jay-Z don't care about age. Ryan Mier's case shows how Jay-Z plays dirty. Take the test, Jay-Z, and prove you're not his daddy and didn't impregnate his 16-year-old mom. So if this allegation is correct about Ryan Mier's mum, then it does show a pattern of behavior, let's say. I've got to phrase things very carefully with all the things we've been named in, let's just say. Lovely Leroy, money is still on US Marine team, Busby. No, it wasn't Jeffrey Arch, Claudia. Can I buy the book in Norway? If you're on about my book, then I think Amazon UK will ship it to Norway. I think Amazon UK will ship it. You just got to put in a foreign address. Did Busby ever ask for my police files once? Nope. Dangerous liaisons indeed. All right, let me keep going with the story because we've only got 15 minutes before our RFK guest, who's an expert on the Secret Service theory, the stand down. All right, so we read Jay-Z's statement. And TMZ reported that Jay-Z claimed that the Busby had attempted to get money from him over two different allegations. It wasn't just Jane Doe. The Jane Doe one, which was just dismissed, and another allegation, which didn't even make it into court. According to documents filed by Jay-Z's camp this week, Busby had sent two demand letters to Jay in November 2024. One for this case, and the other was for a John Doe who claimed to have been SA'd by Jay-Z at a 2015 Beverly Hills party when the accuser was 16 and had been secretly put on substances by someone other than Jay-Z. Meanwhile, Spiro released a statement on Friday which read, "The false case against Jay-Z that never should have been brought has been dismissed with prejudice. By standing up in the face of heinous and false allegations, Jay has done what few can. He pushed back. He never settled. He never paid one red penny." Do you remember the one red penny letter that all this began with? "He triumphed and cleared his name." He released a statement taking aim at Busby, which read, "Today's complete dismissal without a settlement by the 1-800 attorney is yet another confirmation that these lawsuits are built on falsehoods, not facts. For months, we have seen case after case filed by individuals hiding behind anonymity, pushed forward by an attorney more focused on media headlines than legal merit. Just like this claim, the others will fall apart because there is no truth to them. And we had Busby on in the beginning, but most of our Diddy stuff had to be deleted, so you won't be able to find that on here anymore." All right. Quote, "Sean Combs has never SA'd or transported anyone, man or woman, adult or minor. No number of lawsuits, sensationalized allegations, or media theatrics will change that reality. We will continue to fight these baseless claims and hold those responsible. This is just the first of many that will not hold up in a court of law. Because, of course, this is the joint case with Diddy. So Diddy has beat this one as well. But he ain't getting out of jail no time soon. Jane Doe, back in December, had said the SA took place at a party after the award show. And then attorneys for Jay-Z asked for the case to be dismissed or the name to be publicly revealed. A memorandum accompanying the filed motion from Jay-Z's Quinn, Emmanuel, Urquhart, and Sullivan attorney Alex Spiro reads, defendant is respectfully seeking either dismissal of the allegations or disclosure of the plaintiff's identity. Fur is fur. Mr. Carter deserves to know the identity of the person who is effectively accusing him in sensationalized, publicity-hunting fashion of criminal conduct, demanding massive financial compensation and tarnishing a reputation earned over decades. This court has recognized the nearly identical claims brought by other plaintiffs represented by Attorney Busby do not meet the criteria to proceed anonymously. Here, the balance of the equities afford all the more reason why this plaintiff should be proceeding under her true name if she wishes to proceed at all. Jay-Z's lawyers describe Busby as having devoted himself to the business of extracting large settlements from a multitude of celebrities, high net worth individuals, and businesses with any public ties to Diddy. Furthermore, the motion claims Busby has a history of targeting celebrities by making false allegations of misconduct and alleges that the case against Carter is about retaliating against the rare target who would not pay. Carter should not have to defend himself in the brightest of spotlights against an accuser who hides in complete darkness while leveling allegations. And we all know the deets of the accuser, the limo driver, the party after party, what happened, and Jay-Z issued a lengthy statement in December denying the claims. Daily Mail reached out to Beyonce's representative on the story. My lawyer received a blackmail attempt called a demand letter from a lawyer named Tony Busby. What he had calculated was the nature of these allegations and the public scrutiny would make me want to settle. No, sir, it had the opposite effect. It made me want to expose you for the fraud you are in a very public fashion. So no, I will not give you one red penny. I'm not going to read the rest of that because that's what happened when it all originally kicked off. And then we have covered extensively the to-ing and fro-ing between Busby and Jay-Z. I'm told that Tommy on the Lifeboat channel did a great analysis of all this last night on his channel. It kind of came out when we were going to sleep here, so we didn't have a chance until today. But Lionel's going to come on tomorrow at 7 p.m. UK. And then John Wedge is on at 8. And then we've got... put one in the chat if you've seen the movie Rogue Trader, starring Ewan McGregor. Because we've got Nick Leeson on tomorrow night. I think about 9:30, 10 o'clock. He's the guy who broke the Queen Elizabeth's bank and George Soros's bank. I think it's his first time doing a podcast properly. Looks like quite a few people have seen it. This was in the 90s. The bank was worth a few hundred million, and he managed to lose over $1 billion. And he tricked all of the investigators and everybody who had a chance of putting him, identifying what he did. Basically, he said when people came to investigate, he would get them drunk, take them out partying. They'd wake up the next day with a hangover, and they wouldn't even bother. He said that the bank he worked at had an account for the Queen's Corgis, even. Queen's Corgis? He said it was all very weird. Yeah. It's definitely worth watching again. I watched it again when I interviewed him. All right. So just looking at the chat right now. And we've got 9 minutes before we bring in our JFK guest. And it's just Jay-Z celebrating all over the news right now. Headlines. Jay-Z just thankful. Let me see if what else we've got on Diddy saying anything about this, because you know it's a minor victory for him as well, even though he's got so many other legal problems hanging over his head. Let's see. Jay-Z dismissed. Diddy dismissed. Okay. So the latest news here, in the mail at least, is that Beyonce is sizzling in a gold bustier to promote her fragrance after Jay-Z's case was dismissed. The 43-year-old singing megastar made no mention of Jay-Z as she took to Instagram last night to promote her fragrance. I can't even pronounce it. C'est Lumière. She took to the picture and video sharing social network to show a snap of herself wearing a sexy, shiny, metallic gold bustier while holding up her latest perfume fragrance. She teamed the sexy lingerie with matching elbow-length gloves and massive earrings. Her dyed platinum blonde as she showcased her natural looks with complimentary makeup. It was captioned to her 312 million followers. Love is the only gold. Hashtag Celebrine at Beyonce Parfums. And there were several short clips, including one of her painted entirely in gold. Right, let's see if Kanye has done anything crazy. I don't know if you guys watched my friend Andrew Gold interview Katie Hopkins. In fact, put a one in the chat if you saw my friend Andrew Gold interview Katie Hopkins. She kind of turned on him towards the end. It's fascinating. Go around 55 minutes, she says to him. You've only researched me by reading my wiki page. Stop parroting my wiki page. And going back 5 years. Hey, Spooky, so we have had people who've been in prison with Saran Saran. If you watch our interviews with Michael Thompson or Jamie Morgan Kane, or we've had a few others. Casper was one of them. And Torres, Joey Torres, co-founder of the 18th Street Gang. They all spent time with Saran Saran. And they all said the same thing. Saran Saran wasn't getting released because he couldn't remember the incident, so he couldn't show remorse. Well, thank you, Laureen. Laureen, have you watched Sons of Ecstasy, my documentary on HBO Max? Well, there's a version on YouTube right now. Just put in Sons of Ecstasy, and it's quite good. And all right, put a 9 in the chat if you would like us to reach out to Katie Hopkins and for me and Jen to sit down and interview Katie Hopkins about her life story. And you know, she's the Trump movement has re-energized her, I think. A lot of the things she's been saying, anti-woke stuff, Trump's come along with a sledgehammer and implemented a lot of the things she's been saying for years. It's mostly 9s. We've got a hell no from Heidi. He seemed MK-ultra'd. Yeah, a lot of nines. All right, looks like the nines have it. We will reach out to Katie Hopkins and endeavour to get her on. And then we'll go out for a nice dinner afterwards with her and Andrew Gold. She's definitely an interesting character. Have Jen interview me. Have Jen interview me, Laureen. Don't you think I've been grilled by Jen quite enough? Just because some people do something crazy or say something crazy, it doesn't mean you can write off their entire body of work. We're all fallible. We all make mistakes. No one's ever 100% right. We try to learn from our mistakes. But there's gems to be learned from everyone, I believe. That's why we like to interview a range of people on this channel with varying viewpoints. You don't learn the most when you're interviewing people who are singing from the same hymn sheet as you. Graham, I'm watching footy on Chinese telly and they don't have any diversity in the adverts. Protect Jag, absolutely. We've had Jag on a lot and we have hope everyone has been subscribing to Jag's channel. Yeah, me and Jen interviewed Kerry Katona and with Andrew Gold, we also interviewed the pop star Robbie Williams. They're all available in the backlist. If you've not seen them, they're quite fascinating. Kerry Katona was hilarious. After all the news stories I'd heard about her, meeting her in person completely changed my perspective of her. That was one of the funniest podcasts we've ever done. And she's just so bubbly and so full of energy. It really filled the room, her charisma. All right, so let me just pop in the studio and see if Vince is ready for us. If you're going to stay with us for the JFK stuff. Yep, I'm seeing Vince Palomara. Looks like he is in the studio, folks. So I'm gonna close down this stream now. And I'm going to go over to Vince. And we're going to start the JFK theory of the Secret Service standing down. And then it's Bev is back at 7. And then I'm back at 10 with Oswald's former workmate at the Texas Book Depository. So thank you for tuning in to this one. We hope to see some of you soon. Take care out there, wherever you are in the world. Cheerio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.